Rav Hirsch, on his writings, he wrote extensively about all the months of the year, different mayadim. So he writes about Asar Gatavis. He writes extensively. He has five essays, and it's around the year. It's the Jewish year, and he takes you around the year. He writes five essays, which are all on the, it's officially on the month of Tevis, but they're all specifically on Asar Gatavis. And some of them deal very specifically with the this Nekuda, of the Yishalayim being besieged, the specific Nekudas. The piece I want to learn with Leyland a little bit, read a little bit from there and speak a little about, more deals with Tanaisim in general. More general look at Tanaisim. He writes it on Asar Gatavis, so it certainly applies to Asar Gatavis as well. But it's a general look at Tanaisim. He says as follows. He says, a person, this is not a quote, I will quote some of it, I will read some of it, this is not a quote, but he says, he starts that people can think that fasting is to engender in Klal Yisrael a spirit of despondency, is to bring a certain sadness and weakness, as well as sorrow and mourning, to bring a person towards tshuva. The purpose of a tainus is tshuva. The ikkar is not the fasting, the ikkar is not to think about when I'm going to get to eat. That's not the point of a tainus. The point of a tainus is a day of repentance. It's a day of truth. People don't, you have to just chazed that yourself. That alone is a chiddush that many cause. And it's a day of tshuva. It's a yom tshuva today. Today you're supposed to do tshuva. Now, but a person might think that one of the purposes, people get confused because Yom Kippur is a day of emo, you're painting oneself. So a person might think that a fast is to get a person a little down, a little more serious. Maybe you shouldn't smile today. So Hirsch says an interesting thing. He says that the precursor to all the future korbanos was you cried, was it in the midbar to Gemara in Tainus, after b'chisim b'chiyah shalchinam v'ani kaveh lechem b'chiyah l'dayos. We cried for no reason in the midbar. When they came back, when the Meratlim came back from Eretz Yisrael from spying the land, and they said that they saw bad things about the land, we started crying. So Hashem said, you cry to b'chiyah shalchinam, I'm going to be kaveh b'chiyah l'dayos. And if Hirsch is masbid is as follows. He says, I'm going to read it, because it's written beautifully. He says, we might examine the purpose of our fast from a different perspective. Our tragedies befell us, not because we were too cheerful and lamented too little in the days of our good fortune, but because we lost courage and confidence and wept too much. We perished in the turbulence of history because we were too faint-hearted, because we had too little faith in our destiny and future as Jews. We considered ourselves too insignificant, too weak, when we confronted the giant nations whose paths crossed ours in our history. Our fasts were not instituted to put us into a contrite, despondent mood, but to help us find, in the depths of our political ruin and the midst of our national disaster, the way to renewed self-assurance and courage before Hashem. Dehainu, just the opposite of what you think. He teaches, if Hirsch says, what does the word tzayim mean? In Tanakh, he brings the source in Nachman, fasts are called tzayim. And he says the word tzayim means to gather oneself. The first tight, the first, as Yadua was a Baki, he was a Machadish also in tight, and they put out a dictionary recently. The first is tight in many words in Tanakh. The first, they took from all his different writings, was a Baki in tight, and he says the word shayim, he translates to gather oneself. The word shayim means to regroup, and the purpose of the shayim fakir is to make us a little more balagaiva. He says that the sight of all our tarnation, of all the korban that happened to us, is we cried the chiyah shalchinam, which means we didn't have confidence in our mission. We got nervous from the umayyads. What was the first chiyah? We were nervous from the strong nations that were in Eretz Yisrael. The nekudah is we lost confidence in our mission. We lost confidence in our ability to fulfill a mission. And thus we cried the chiyah shalchinam. We got scared from the nations, and he says, that's l'dayos what happens. L'dayos what happens in Golos, we forget about our mission. We forget about it. And therefore, he says, a tzayim is to gather oneself. A tzayim is to remember, not no good sadness. You don't find the Indian of, don't smile today, it's a time. It's not the point. It's a young tshuva, that's certainly. But it's the point to gather oneself. That's what a tzayim is. It's don't concentrate on food, don't concentrate on mundane matters. It's a day to gather oneself together to rethink about his mission, to refocus on his mission. I want to talk about what I think a yeshiva should be. I think a yeshiva, what I think every yeshiva in the world should be, what today yeshiva and how yeshiva changed, I don't think it's exactly, maybe Reb Chaim Volozhin had this when he had in mind when he started yeshivas, but I heard this from Reb Bain, it's not my own tradition, but I want to express what I think a yeshiva should be to us. And I think we have to speak more about this point, that Klal Yisrael really, as a whole, we should view ourselves as a people with a mission. The Torah is a mission that we have. It's a very chashuv mission that we have. And we have to be true to this mission. It's a famous Zayar calls the 613 Eitzes. He doesn't call them mitzvahs, he calls them Eitzes. Advice. Because the Torah is a mission. It's advice means it's Eitzes to lead us towards something, to fulfilling our mission. Our mission of bringing Torah to mind to the world. We all have a mission, every Jew. And when we lived in Eretz Yisrael, when we had our own country, when we lived in Eretz Yisrael, we had our own political system in place, it was clear we had this mission. Every Jew knew that everybody looked to Am Yisrael, and it was clear we had a mission as a people. And we had a whole system in place. We had a Sanhedrin who made sure that the Yidden stayed true to the mission. We had Gedolei Olam who kept to make sure that all Yidden are performing their mission, the Kehanim had their way of contributing to this mission, the Levim had their way of contributing to this mission, the Yisraelim had their ways of contributing to the mission. Each one had his way, his part in contributing to this mission, and the mission bringing Kvod Shemayim to the world. That was the mission of Klal Yisrael, everybody knew it. It was Pashut. We go into Golos, we dispersed in Golos, and in Golos we're more spread out, and we're more amongst the Goyim, we're mixed in, and it becomes less obvious to the Yid that he has a mission. I believe the role of Yeshiva today, it's the role of Klal Yisrael should have it, but today we're dispersed, it's hard, we don't have a political system in place to make it amongst all classes, it's difficult. We don't have the leader, it's difficult. A yeshiva is a place, a place to learn, but it's a place to learn Torah ideals, to learn Torah and to ingrain ourselves in ideals. And I think it has to be spoken when we're learning yeshiva together in Waterbury. It's not just a place we learn together. Vada Talmud Torah Kehne Kulam. It's a place, what is Talmud Torah? The learning of Hashem's ideals, studying Hashem, studying the Torah's values. And it's a place we stand for certain things. It's a stickle in a way, it's a club. A yeshiva is a club where people belong to yeshiva should have certain ideals. That's what yeshiva is, you should be. When you belong to a yeshiva, it's ideals and universal ideals. Preferably there should be meetings amongst the staff. I'll suggest this, but we can suggest it to the yeshiva. There should be meetings amongst the kailo. There should be meetings in the yeshiva. I believe this, sincerely believe this. There should be meetings in the yeshiva once a week, once a month. Are we teaching, are we giving over the right ideals? Methods, how to give over those ideals? What are the ideals? In the world now, it's very common, it's very in. In the Goyish, it's very, very in. It's called mission statements. Very, very in. Every company has its mission statement. And they have meetings to see how we're being true to our mission statement. They have meetings they read in some companies, in their Fortune 500 companies, where they read the mission statement at every meeting. They'll take the mission statement, and in every meeting, and the emes, this is something that's true by the Torah, and it's true in the yeshiva, that's the movement, the yeshiva movement, is a place as a mission statement. Our mission statement, Hashem's Torah, is to keep Hashem's ideals. And being part of the yeshiva means you're part of a place, you belong to this movement that represents, and each bachur, it's meant to produce bachur. Baruch Hashem, here it seems a lot of people, Baruch Hashem, Chesed Hashem, live in the community. Because wherever a person lives, he interacts, we're all going to interact with a lot of people in our lives. And the yeshiva should represent certain values, to represent specific values, Torah values of Adah, and people who walk in the yeshiva should be ingrained in those values, and whatever they need the most, we nicker on them those values. I'll tell you a Maisa Shehaya, that in Yeshiva Rakhi, my Rebbe Rai Per, a big value that he wants to impart in this yeshiva is Ehrlichkeit. Something that Baruch Hashem in this yeshiva is something that I know the Kohen might, I spoke with many of you in the life, it's something that we the Kohen in the life, I'm sure that a whole of the yeshiva and everything share with. I know I spoke to the light many times, many in the light about this, is we want to give over Ehrlichkeit. Be honest people, honest with money. people of integrity. I'm going to speak about this Midah. The yeshiva of my Rebbe, I pay, this is something that he wanted to give over in Yeshiva Rak with his yeshiva. The Ramban says in this week's parasha, I'll get back to Maisha 1 second. The Ramban says, I'll play the Maisha first, then I'll read to the Ramban. The story was that above a Yilman in Yeshiva Rak went to Rabbi Yashiv. There's a Maisha Shoya, I know the guy who went up to Rabbi Yashiv. He went to Rabbi Yashiv and he asked him a Shaila. A moment is for the Shaila. Rabbi Yashiv answered him, and then he signaled that maybe I should be Machmir. He started answering Yashiv further. Rabbi Yashiv looked at him. I'm not coming to plug Yeshiva Rak here. Rabbi Yashiv said to him, Rabbi Yashiv looked at this young man, and he said, you learn Yeshiva Rak? The Maisha Shoya. So I looked at Rabbi Yashiv. He just saw Nevuah. That's what Rabbi Yashiv did not know this man. He just saw Nevuah. You learn. He said, how did Rebbe know? So Maisha Shoya, Kafaya. And Rabbi Yashiv said to him, because it's such an Erlichkeit, it's consistent with the underlying Yeshiva. You're not going to speak to me. It's consistent with this Erlichkeit. I know you learned that Yeshiva. You ask me the Shaila. That's amazing. What's with them? I'm not bringing out the plug Yeshiva. I'm bringing out the Nakuda. That a Yeshiva represents that you're in a Yeshiva doesn't just mean the Yeshiva is not, it's not just a warm place, so nice, a place to learn Torah. We represent ideals. We, Baltimore, here in the kindness of Frat, we're sitting and learning with the Creator. A little more, Baruch Hashem, we don't get harassed. I saw the rest of them learning. We are the core of the yeshiva. Buffalo here day in, day out. We're not just together learning in a place. It's a big mistake. And we should meet from time to time. We should stand up and express the ideals that we stand for. And we do stand for specific ideals. And at times, the perfect days to rethink about what ideals, and we should spread them to each other. To each other, to mechazk each other in those ideals. A buffer came this Shabbos. I was hurt by it, and I know it's not true. It's not true by those here for certain. It's not true. I know it's by very limited people. I know it's very, very limited. But I was hurt because the yeshiva is not a place. I felt so sad about it. The yeshiva is not just a place of warmth. A buffer belongs and should be. A buffer, he heard in the dorms cursing. Now, very little, he admitted it's very limited. And I'm not coming to knock anybody, not coming, and it's not, certainly, it happens not to be the English here. I'm for certain it's not the English, not, but the yeshiva, what I am disappointed, it could be some of us here heard it and don't give mussar about it. It's not the shout and giving mussar, it's not some, you have to say what we're part of it, being a yeshiva, what it means to the yeshiva. Our parents pay tuition, it's expensive, whatever tuition is, we're here, it should be very clear why we're here. We're here together to produce a strong Am who are full of Torah values. That's why we're in the same yeshiva together. We're here together. Any person in this yeshiva should leave the yeshiva. It's the Nikri, he's a Waterbury guy. Not in the sense of Waterbury. There's nothing Waterbury as opposed to Kleistro. But Emes is in all of Kleistro. Pull it together. Mashiach Reis will come pull Kleistro together. But here we took a yeshiva, and the avu we have for each other, when we leave here, we should have avu to the rest of Klai Yisrael. It's not a Waterbury thing that we should have love a Waterbury guy. No, we're learning to love each other, to care for each other, so that we love the rest of Klai, all of Klai Yisrael. We're practicing, and we're trying in a small group to create a perfect environment. When you hear Yitzhak curse, when you hear Chas V'Shalom, I'm sure it's in Yutah's Miyutah, but you have to stop and explain to him why we're here. That we're in a yeshiva together, to learn Torah, but to keep this Torah, to learn about Hashem's Torah. And it's elementary, Hashem's just exit. The Gemara teaches him the Gemara Tzav, open the Gemara Tzav, and we read the Gemara. We learned Silvus last year. We learned in the Gemara Silvus that everybody knows Kalam and Nifsal Chuppah. Whoever's Menado Piv and says, why are Kalam and Nifsal Chuppah? He's supposed to have 70 good years of life, it turns into bad years. You have to teach it for us, why? Why is it bad years of life? You have to teach him what Dibur means. That the mind of an Adam over behemoths is deeper. Everything of Kedusha we do with our mouths. Everything of Kedusha we do with our mouths. We daven, we learn. It's all done with our mouths. All the yadavishavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav not all. Why rumor overwhelming right with Kedusha as we do Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam, Tefillah, saying the nice word, but on the Chaveva, it's mostly with our mouths. So we want a pure Kelim to serve Hashem. You don't serve Hashem with a dirty Kelim, a muddy, sullied Kelim. The Beis Hamikdash, they use gorgeous, clean kelim. You don't have mizbeach. You don't take a kelim that's filth, it's full of mud and dirt. To be clean and pure. That's a Yisir Hashem. You pour it from a decanter. It's like gorgeous. You ever saw a Rebbe? You ever went to a Rebbe? You see the kelim they use? Gorgeous kelim. The chassidim will stone the guy. A guy brings a dirty, ugly kelim and starts pouring the Rebbe at the tish, yayin. They'll stone the guy. They'll beat him up. When we hear Baruch Hashem Ebel Fer, you're correcting. That's why we receive it together. It's more than a chesed. That's why we're here. The yeshiva can close down if it doesn't exist. If there's no achrayus one to the other. We're trying to create together an environment. We're all working together to create an environment of people who are B'nai Aliyah, who keep Hashem's Torah, who are careful of Hashem's Torah. One of the main assets is lashon, is people of sweet lashon. Words that come out of my mouth are sweet and nice. Nice words. Varma said, even holy words. All holy words. Words that make people feel good. One will run out of our mouths to come any word that's not clean. Chas v'shalom, any word that's even remotely not a nice word. And if you hear Baruch Hashem, you say we're here together. If he doesn't want to be part of this, he should leave. If he doesn't want to be part of this, he's in the wrong. It's not what a yeshiva is. It's not a place to stay, cold mind, a person of a certain age who doesn't want to go work. It's not what it is. The yeshiva is a place, the makom kadosh. They were trying in these walls of the yeshiva, to create people who live by the Torah, and live by Torah's values. And then you create such an environment, you picture how every bachur here, within our lifetimes, will have shaychus to hundreds of people. You're going to walk into a taxi one day, the taxi driver meets you, you're going to walk in there, it's a small in America, a Jewish, Jewish taxi, you're going to deal in business. You're going to deal with many, many people in your lives. Many, many people in your lifetimes. If all of us, when you see, can mechazik one another, if 160 people mechazik, 160 bachron, if you will, I have many days. Eina bracha shel, that's assuming the ayin, we won't count, whatever the number is. All different versions anyway. Anywhere from 125 to 100, whatever number you came to. Whatever the number is, if we can mechazik each other, to tackle live by Torah values, you think we're going to affect millions, not a gushma. Everybody's going to beis Hashem, have mishpachas, children, grandchildren, affect millions of people. And each one who they affect, that's the avodah of yeshiva. And the avodah of tzayim is to gather ourselves together, individually and collectively, to regather ourselves together, to focus on our missions. One nekuda zikr is a nekuda of the lashon. I want to speak specific. This is the kud of lashon, an issue in yeshiva, to learn by smadu all day. We learn together also as yeshiva students learn all day. That way we could be patient. There's no patience in bad lashonis. Not that one bachur here, but you hear the form a guy said bad lashon. First try the nicely. The first 20 times try the nicely. If it doesn't work the nice way, then be stricter. If it doesn't work the nice way, then you have to be stricter and be tough on the guy. Tell him, try the nice way 20, 30 times first. If it doesn't work, tell him Pashuk, you're gonna Pashuk give it to him very badly next time he comes. You're not gonna talk to him again. You're not gonna hang with him. You can ignore him. Tell him strictly. You can't have a guy act like a sai around you. And worse than that, he's defying the mission of the yeshiva. He's defying what the yeshiva is. He's supposed to be as an am. But we have a mission, doesn't he realize? That's because we're trying to produce in yeshiva people who, when they deal out of yeshiva, are a certain quality person. First thing to do is the kedusha. We should speak once, two topics just to speak of today. It's on its time. We are gathering ourselves together and taking stock. So one is the kedusha shapet, the purity of mouth. And the second is there's no room for tolerance. I always feel buffering is what's the first thing I should work on. Talk a lot of us will come, not in that item, but buffering. I always feel kedusha shapet. There's no room for hard to say a curse word. It's like aleph base. There's no room for, this is like aleph base. Okay, I need time. I'm used to cursing, I will just cut it out, no cursing. It's habit, it's hard. We're here to break habits. We're here to become B'nai Aliyah, not to just be, go with Chayas. Chayas is whatever's up there. We're B'nai Aliyah. So the Aleph, the first thing, there's no Yetzirah that way. The Aleph is our pen. And we use our pen. We're trying to learn all day. We want to have Siyad Deshmaya with our pen. So the Aleph, there's no room for tolerance on it. There's also no room for tolerance on it. The Aleph is to work with Lucius HaPen. What comes out of our mouth are edel words. Edel and nice words. That's the Aleph trade. This should be spread amongst the whole yeshiva. We all, the core of the yeshiva, those that are learning at the time, is to spread it to the whole yeshiva. Lucius HaPen. The second area that bears mentioning, it's already late, is Balkadai. Once we did mention that story, it's Taka Erlichkeit. The Ramban in the Pesach's Parsha says that Yeshua Tzadik, as we're leading Mitzrayim, is Medaikin with Sotim, it's 2 minutes to Memphis, and we won't read the Ramban today. And I read it Friday night, an awesome Ramban. The Ramban says that Yeshua Tzadik was controlling all the finances in Mitzrayim. Millions and millions of dollars passing through his hands, Yeshua Tzadik. And the Ramban says that not a penny, that Yeshua Tzadik, not a penny, did Yeshua Tzadik take more than he was supposed to take? Not one penny. The Ramban says he didn't store bank accounts. The Ramban says he didn't make any secret place for his money. The contrast, Lahagul, Zillion Abdullahs, do you hear leaders capture this $40 billion they're saying now, hidden around the world? The contrast is striking. Not a penny. The Erlich Tzadik, Yeshua Tzadik, with every reason, Yeshua Tzadik could have written you 1,000 pages why he deserves that money. He could have said reparations for throwing me in jail for no reason. He could have said, listen, they're Egyptians, they're Mullahs, stupid Mullahs, evil Lolas. He could have had 1,000 reasons why he should take some of the money. He could have had 1,000,000 reasons. He could have said, they threw me in jail for no reason, they owe it to me. It comes to me. Or he could have said, I saved this whole country, there'd be nothing, the whole country would die of starvation without me. A few dollars comes to me. $1, $2, it comes to me. I saved this whole country. He could have had tons of reasons why he deserves a few dollars, maybe. Could have had a lot of reasons. He didn't take a penny. He didn't take a penny. The Ramban says it. He didn't hide a penny. He didn't take a penny. The Gemara even says that. He didn't give his mishpacha. He just gave them what he was allowed to give them, what they need to live. He didn't give them extra. The Gemara gives the rationale. The Gemara says he gave them extra because since Mitzrayim, the lowly Mitzrayim, Molly Stuva Molly Zim, they have a char, it doesn't pass if he didn't submit on too high of a level. Here, the Erlich guy, of a guy said, not a penny more for himself. Your mishpacha, you want to be full on yourself, and your mishpacha, you want to give not a penny more than they deserve. Erlich guy, to be honest people with integrity. There was a Balabas, myself who left the Yeshiva this week, I was called in also to the meeting, or Balabas met us this week, and the past week. And he told us that we shouldn't have bought him a little business. The Baal Bas said, he said he deals with, I shouldn't say, around, most of people are honest. He deals with, he said, that the Siyonis are onion the noise, the Baal Bas is in business. He said we should make sure, this, I'm not saying that I'm offering right to tomorrow, but we should learn second state that we'll deal with it then. That a person should learn a specific on this business, not enough. I'm not coming for that, to don that child at all. What I am coming to don is this Baal Bas was sitting and saying, he was telling us, begging us not to go back to the business, he said that the Siyonis are Oyun Benoyu. While the Boston business is telling us, he said that the Siyonis are Oyun Benoyu, the chief. Oyun Benoyu, a little cutting according here, not paying the work that he deserves to be paid. Not being honest, not being people with this. Oyun Benoyu, he told us. If I had talked, I had to run for Siyonis, I left the meeting, I wanted to hear examples. Because he didn't answer Shrol, some of the other men had him as a Rosh Hashiva, as a Rebbe, and he's a very Adam Chash of Ma'ed. The guys were, who was once used to work, and he became a very open person. He was in business. He described the Siyonis for business. He described it to a group of us, as I taught a little bit in Paris Yishalayim, he described to us the Siyonis for business. Are you familiar with the Siyonis? And the yeshiva, one of the things we want them, we're trying to bring all ourselves there with that, is honestly. The honest people. Tremendous honest and mumbling. And people are honest and comes to money, so now they lose their honesty sometimes. See, a dollar, they lose total sense of honesty. For people of integrity, see, my father, I'll tell you, my father was a big maker. There's no, it's on tape now, you know. He's not a simple maker. Come up with a pair of if you like saying. The word is, Dine Mumminus is the biggest mach I've ever met in my life. Dine Mumminus is machmir, tremendous. If you have a Mumminus Shaila, you call me this no before you're going to get a chumri. The subject, I had a shayla, $2,000 was my gear, and that's a show. So I get taxes that I was told I could get out of. And not without lying, it's just I called my father, he said, Daniel, you paid the $2,000. He said, you owe $2,000, you paid. I said it, without lawyer, $2,000. You owe $2,000, you have to pay, you paid. Erlich came, even if it comes to money, even when it comes to money, the daf when it comes to money. We could speak about that lens. The ickery thing is the person who was serving the Rabbeinu Shlom, Erlich came, is the sign that he's b'teach in Hashem. The person is trying to feel the zone, it's not, it's a tremendous sign. The tachin, the straightness that we speak about, the straightness creates in the person, the lack of straightness. It is time for mincha, but it's a tzayin today. And on the tzayin, certainly those are two things to bring up. Erlich had honesty, and kedushas hapeh. But it is a tzayin today, and the tzayin is a day talk of gathering ourselves in, of thinking about ourselves, as the verse types the word tzayin. As the verse tries to gather oneself. The time to take stock to oneself, to focus in on oneself. It's not a time to sleep it through. They didn't make a tzayin, so the person sleeps through the tzayin. It's a tzayin that we should think a little bit. We should utilize the tzayin, a few minutes. That's 5 minutes. The person just take a little stock privately, and as yeshiva has to think, we have to be dedicated. We should chazes it. We should need some time to come. We should chazes this. And yeshivas go on a mission, and together we represent something. We're trying to produce a product. Together, each one is always unique. Each one is own way, not chasis on the mold. But try to produce a product that represents erlichkeit, honesty, kedushas hapeh. The words are sweet that come out of the person's mouth. And if we create this product, we'll be zeicha. Be'ez Hashem, we'll be zeicha. It will spread further and further. So Hashem will give us back our Yisrael, give us the Shiach. We'll tackle bring all of Klai Yisrael under this banner, under this one mission, to tackle forward. Now in that day, Hashem will be zeicha.